in sports. It's Paul Miller on WPHM.
All right, it is Thursday morning. Warming up nicely, too, out here. A beautiful day at Teal Grove's Casino. Got our table set up here. I may not leave at 10 o'clock. I might just stay here. It'd be a nice place to spend the rest of our day. Mary Lou Kramer joins us right now from the Port Huron Yacht Club Women's Auxiliary. Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, what's going on with the Yacht Club these next couple days? Kind of a quiet time, right?
Oh, yeah, real quiet.
Nothing going on.
Nothing going on.
You guys are pretty busy.
We are extremely busy. We have family night today.
Yep.
We'll have face painting and balloon figures making, and we have entertainment. And then, of course, the Women's Auxiliary is doing their annual food sales. And this year we're doing something different.
Okay.
We're going to start selling food at 3 p.m., and we're doing a family-friendly menu, and we will be offering street tacos, and you'll have your choice of chicken or beef, and chips and cheese, loaded chips and cheese, and our hot dogs and Casey's Pizza this
year. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, it would be good. Yeah, nice choices.
So that's tonight, and then what else?
Friday, we scale the menu back on Friday. We're test running the tacos today, and then we'll have hot dogs, chips and cheese, loaded chips and cheese, and Casey's Pizza again. And then, of course, my Vice Commodore will have her Mackinac shirts for sale all day today, and then tomorrow and tomorrow night as well.
Okay.
And then Saturday morning, we're back at it again with coffee and donuts and shirts and hot dogs. And I don't know why they like those hot dogs on Saturday morning, but they do.
It's funny. People do come out for those, and they start eating early. And
I think maybe they go well with the Bloody Marys.
I think that might be it. And just a little something to soak up the night before, too, if need be. This is a weekend when the Yacht Club is open to the public, right?
We are. It's free admission today, all day, all night. And then tomorrow, the club is basically closed to the public. And then opens at 7:30 for our annual Big Bash, which is a ticket required. And if you buy your tickets in advance, they're $8. If you wait to get in the door, it's $15. And I'll have tickets for sale today. I do have them, and I'll have them tomorrow, too. So
fantastic.
You can come down to the club and get them, pre-purchase them.
Okay.
And then, if you purchase them, don't forget your photo ID.
Right.
And the Gobies will be playing Friday night.
That's going to be fun, too.
Yeah, excellent band.
Should be a great weekend, and the weather's cooperating with us.
It's going to be perfect.
Couldn't have asked for anything better.
Sailor's dream. The harbor's going to be packed. There'll be no room to maneuver, and so we're excited.
Now, on the island, you helped to get everybody into that harbor up there. How long have you been doing that?
This is my 25th year.
So you are becoming an old goat of the harbor, then.
Well, I guess you could say that, but I'm actually an old fort.
Oh, okay.
And that can happen when you've volunteered for 15 years.
Okay.
And so I've been an old fort for 10 years.
You can't say that very carefully.
I know, you do. Some people will tell you, well, she's an old fart, too. But, you know, I roll with the punches and that. So, yeah, it's my 25th year. I'm the only old fort from the Port Huron Yacht Club.
How about that? Good
for
you.
Yep. And this is... when I do a harbor committee up there, I'm not doing it for Port Huron. I'm doing it for Bayview Yacht Club.
Right.
So I'm a member of the Bayview Yacht Club race committee.
Mm-hmm. So you get to see it from both sides.
I do. For years, I used to go out on the media boats and watch the start. But then when I started doing race committee, we didn't stick around for that. We left and went up early.
Yeah, you got to, because you got to be there before the boats get there.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
I'll leave Saturday after I'm done selling hot dogs.
So you got a busy weekend ahead.
I do.
But it's fun, isn't it?
It's fun, and it's once a year. And it's actually, you know, it's my last year having any responsibility, total responsibility as Commodore. My responsibility is the food and that. So this is the last year I'll have to actually take responsibility, and I can go back to just being a volunteer
again. And just hanging out.
That'll
be more fun, right?
It will be again. You know, I can't say I haven't enjoyed my 3.5 years on the board. I really have, you know. And each year I've done something different. So, you know, but it'll be kind of a odd situation when I say, oh, I don't have to live at the club.
The Yacht Club is a great place to hang out tonight because there's fireworks tonight. And so you've got a pretty nice place to watch the fireworks.
There. Excellent place. If you come down, you can be on the deck in the tent. You'll be able to see the fireworks. We moved our beer coolers this year away from the harbor to the opposite side of the tent, which really opens up that viewing across the harbor to see the fireworks.
Right. Fantastic. Yeah. What time do you start serving food tonight?
3 o'clock.
Okay, 3 o'clock. So bright and early, not bright and early, but early.
Early afternoon, yeah.
Yeah.
Late lunch, early dinner.
Great time to head over there after work and have a good time. Mary Lou, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, and I'll see you on the island, Paul.
See you there. I look forward to it, as always. 18 minutes after 9 o'clock, Mary Lou Kramer with us from the Port Huron Yacht Club, the Commodore of the Women's Auxiliary. It is 18 past 9 o'clock. Back with more from Teo Gordo's in downtown Port Huron. Stay with us.